The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and updates for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. On December 18, the levels of volatile organic compounds, VOX, benzene, toluene, ethane and ozone spiked at Cub Creek Energy Night Pad, at Union Reservoir. The CDPHE also captured a high level of benzene on the same day. Measurements of Longmont's air quality can be seen at boldair.com. The website shows continuous and past toxicity levels at Union Reservoir and the Longmont Airport. The monitoring and reporting by Boulder Air provides an important function for Longmont residents to monitor their local air quality. Andrew Kluster, Colorado field advocate for Earthworks, filmed chemical emissions from the Night Well pad on December 18 using an infrared thermal imaging camera. He reported that the emissions he observed on that day were some of the worst he has seen from an oil and gas facility in Colorado this year. Watch the video. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, has set safe limits for working men to inhale toxic chemicals such as benzene, a known carcinogen, for 15 minutes, but there are no safe standards for nearby residents and children inhaling toxic air from gas and oil development for extended periods. Dr. Lisa McKenzie, Department of Environmental and Occupational Health at CU, has studied the health effects of gas and oil production. Her studies investigating associations between adverse birth outcomes and childhood cancers and proximity to oil and gas development are among the first epidemiological studies on this topic to appear in the published literature. Her Sentinel Human Health Risk Assessment indicated the potential for respiratory, neurological, and developmental health outcomes resulting from exposure to air pollutants emitted during natural gas development. People living near oil wells who feel they may have been exposed to pollutants should check report their symptoms to the CDPHE and the Boulder County Department of Health. Lynette McLean, Longmont Climate Community.